Hello, I'm Gil Langerak of the Canadian Council of Christian Charities. Welcome to another podcast from the blog, Christian Leadership Reflections, which was written by our CEO, John Pellow. The blog can be found at ccc.org/John. Today's podcast is entitled, Churches and Halos, Why Even Atheists Should Appreciate Local Churches. What would happen if a local congregation and all the economic and quality of life contributions it represented suddenly disappeared? If a church closed its doors, would anyone notice? Do churches benefit the general public? As the percentage of the population with no faith grows, people are more and more wondering about the value of public support through the tax system for churches and other places of worship. They ask, aren't they really just private clubs? Some wonder. Why should donations to churches receive a charitable tax credit? Why should churches be exempt from paying property taxes? Who cares if a community has a church or not? Many people pass by churches every day without giving them any thought, and certainly without thinking how they personally benefit from having a church in their community, whether or not they ever attend it. The Four C's, together with the Evangelical Fellowship of Canada, several denominations, and CARDIS, funded a study just published by CARDIS called The Halo Project about local places of worship. The goal was to find out if the value of a local church could be quantified economically so that secular policy analysts and city planners could be convinced of their value. Well, the results of the study are in. Communities benefit greatly from churches. As stated by Milton Friesen of CARDIS, this study clearly shows that faith-based groups generate substantial and measurable value for local neighborhoods. The value of religious congregations to the wider community is somewhere in the order of 4 to 5 times of a congregation's annual operating budget. Local congregations are economic engines that not only support local economies, but also contribute to the good of all. Phase 1 of the study examined 10 congregations in the Greater Toronto Area. Philadelphia, Calgary, and Cambridge, Ontario have had other studies looking at the same or similar factors. There are plans to raise the number of churches studied to 50 to make sure the results are more robust. But these 10 churches already corroborate the results of the identical study done in Philadelphia. Since public policy treats all religions the same, it was important to include more than just Christian congregations. The study therefore included 2 Islamic centers in addition to a cross-section of Christian denominations: Pentecostal, Anglican, Presbyterian, Baptist, United, and an independent church. The 10 congregations contributed a total of $45 million of economic value to the city based on a combined operating budget of only $10 million. In simple terms, the dollar value of having a church in a community is about 4.5 times its annual budget. The difference between what the church actually spends compared to the value that it provides is called the halo effect. The study examined 41 commonly used economic and market indicators, such as are used to measure the financial contribution special events might make to a host city or province. The economic benefits include these 7 elements. 1. Outside space, parks, playgrounds, parking, recreation. 2. Direct spending on operations, capital projects, etc. 3. Education, nursery, daycare, schools. 4. Magnet effect, drawing people into the area for events and life celebrations. 5. Direct impact, suicide prevention, job training, addiction recovery programs, health promotion, youth civic engagement, immigration support, etc. 6. Community development, housing initiatives, job training, lending programs. And 7. Social capital and care, space for social programs to operate from, volunteering, and in-kind support. The public benefit of advancing religion can be shown. The Halo Project is a critical part of the case for demonstrating the public benefit of advancing religion. Churches wanting to contribute more to the good of their communities will find this report a great resource for ideas of how they could do that. The Halo Project report is being heavily promoted by CARDIS to municipalities and other levels of government. You are invited to make use of it in any way you can. God bless.